It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Back here on a Tuesday, here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you.
Great Tuesday, winning Tuesday, victory Tuesday.
That's
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can save 30 cents per gallon today at Hy-Vee. When you spend $30, you'll get 30 cents fuel savings. That was my original reaction. I was doing the math with my wife last night. I'm like, if they score a touchdown here, Jen, I'm going to save 30 cents tomorrow at Hy-Vee on my gas. And she's like, oh my goodness, this is what you're thinking about right now. I'm like, yeah, thank God for overtime. More savings at Hy-Vee. I love it.
Monday night is math. Tuesday night is back. Every week. Chiefs win last night, 30-24. They have yet to allow 30 points since the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. They are also on a 14-game win streak, 8-0 on the season. When does it stop? Hopefully never.
Never. Would you have a text earlier about a four-peat or something?
Oh, yeah. It said, hey, Bob, are we going to talk about the four-peat yet?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe my favorite text of the week so far. You could take the rest of the day off for that one. That's really good. We should be talking about a four-peat. Mm. Is that what we call it, the four-peat, or would we go with the quad-peat?
I don't like that term.
Quad-peat?
Yeah. That sounds like a sexual move.
I don't like four-peat, though.
I don't know. I don't know what you call it other than that.
I know.
We'll get three first, then we can figure it out. How about that?
Thanks, Dad.
I appreciate it, Coach.
You know if Dan Kilgore is going to play?
Well, let me tell you something, kids. Let's make sure we get there first, then we'll worry if the hotel has a pool.
Yeah, but no, Chiefs were victorious on Monday Night Football. So, noon game coming up. Short week. Short week for everybody. I mean, tomorrow's going to be Wednesday.
It's Wednesday already. Yeah. That is the beauty of the Monday night game, though, Dusty.
Oh, it's great. You know? I mean, that's the only good thing about it. Of course, I was worried about a delayed game, and then, of course, it goes to overtime. You don't care about my sleep schedule. Neither do I, apparently.
The first quarter was over in 2 seconds. The second quarter was over even faster. We looked at each other, this is a two-minute warning of the second quarter already? And then, of course, it does go to overtime. You know,
that's right. But we did yesterday, because the Chiefs played on Monday Night Football, we did our predictions for the Chiefs game. So do we have our scripts or we want to do those? Dr. Magenstein, fire it away. I don't know who's going first. It's in your hands.
I'll start with mine right off the top. No interception for Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
I'm going to nail that one. I think Hopkins and Worthy both score. I'm kind of like, I'm not on the blowout page that you guys are, but I think Patrick throws for 225 yards. I think Kelce has 5 for 60. I think Baker Mayfield throws two interceptions and looks lost versus Spags and that Chiefs defense. And I think the Chiefs win 28-13. A simplistic script, but I think that's about as accurate as I can get it. So no interception for McDuffie. Hopkins and Worthy get a touchdown. Mahomes for 225. Kelce 5 for 60. Two interceptions from Baker. Chiefs defense holds the Bucs under 20. Chiefs continue that dominance of not allowing 30 points or more. And in fact, I think the most points they've allowed all year, 27. I don't think they give up 27. I think they give up 13, and I think they score 28.
All righty. I'm going to stick with you, Bob. I think the Chiefs have shown bits and pieces of everything, but on offense, but tonight that's where they're going to show they can do it all in one game, all in four quarters. We've seen deep balls. We've seen intermediate throws. Mahomes' magic with his legs. We've seen Kareem Hunt ground and pound. They're going to show a little bit of everything here tonight and say, wow, like this team has a lot of variety. They're very dynamic. Hopkins is going to get in the end zone. Noah Gray is going to get in the end zone, as is Samaje Perine. Kareem Hunt is also going to get another touchdown. Baker Mayfield is going to start out extremely accurate. It's going to be dinks and dunks. He's going to be like 10 for 12. They'll go down. They'll get a field goal in one of the first two drives. That'll be pretty much the peak. That's where the Bucs will peak. They'll highlight. And then everyone will start to tune out as the rest of the game will be the Chiefs. This game will have everyone turning it off by the end. 34-13 is my final score. This will be Mahomes' first game without an interception.
Hey, you got that
Chiefs,
right?
Chiefs will kick off. Tampa will move the ball down the field on the first drive, take an early 3-0 lead in this one. It'll be the last time the Tampa leads. The DeAndre Hopkins show then begins. First play of the game, DeAndre Hopkins. Be a big presence in the red zone. He'll grab a touchdown pass. 7 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. Patrick Mahomes has found his new reliable target, and the rest of the league goes, And it's a nationally televised game, so you know the rest of the league is watching Patrick Mahomes tonight and DeAndre Hopkins, so that means they're going to put on a show. Kareem Hunt's going to have a nice day as well. He'll have a touchdown. He'll run hard for about 70 yards. It's now November. We're going to start to see a lot more from Travis Kelce. Monday night, Taylor Swift, big game. Everybody's watching. 6 catches for Travis Kelce. Couple of big third down conversions. Baker Mayfield gets sacked 3 times, and most of the starters are resting in the fourth quarter. And I predicted it as well as Sean did. 31-10, Chiefs get the win.
Did Bob redeem himself?
That's pretty good, Bob.
Not bad.
D-Hop game, baby.
Yep.
Had Kelce, had Kareem Hunt having a big game. Yep. I underestimated both Hopkins and Kelce, though. I said Hopkins 7 for 90. He was 8 for 86. Ooh. And I said Kelce would be big on third downs. Kelce was huge on third downs, and so was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, what were his numbers on third downs?
11 for 12, I believe,
and like 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think so.
All of his touchdowns were on third down.
His only miss was the Samaje Perine screen pass.
That was Samaje Perine's fault, which almost cost us the damn game.
Yeah, it was not great.
At one point in the fourth quarter, with 11 and a half minutes to go, Mahomes was 9 for 9 on third downs.
9 for 9? Jeez. See, that's why. Like, that's... We go back to the discussion I had at the beginning of the show where he should be in the clubhouse now as the MVP candidate. With Lamar and with Josh Allen, they are also in that room. It is a Sunday pairing of 3 golfers, and they're who can get to the 18th green and finish strong. Patrick Mahomes just entered the clubhouse. Like, he's the guy that on moving day Saturday on the golf tournament entered the day at 1 under and shot 7 under, and now they're at the final day on Sunday where everybody else just kind of played, you know, good golf. Patrick Mahomes had a really good Saturday. Patrick Mahomes had a really good Monday night. Those types of numbers, 8-0, receivers, injuries, all that going out factors in. The interceptions, I think, in the NFL these days are irrelevant. I just don't think that they matter as much as people think they do. I think that they are a black eye and a stat sheet, of course. Like, you look at Mahomes' numbers, like 8 interceptions or 9, whatever it is. I think it's 8. But like, you look at that and you're like, but he's 8-0. And on third down last night, at one point, he was 9 for 9. And he had 3 touchdowns on third down. And overtime, he just methodically moved down the field.
That may have been the best drive of the year.
So far.
Right? Like, the overtime drive, to me, is probably the best drive that this offense has put together all season long. I mean, they took the ball at the 30-yard line. They moved the ball down the field. They came up with big plays. They converted on third down. They used the passing game. They used the running game. Mahomes did his thing, and they won a football game. Like, that was as up yours a drive as I've ever seen. And Travis, after the game, Travis Kelce, that is, sitting on the set with Scott Van Pelt, said, just bear with us. Our offense is getting there. And if last night, like, 30 points is a game, and people are still complaining about the offense, right? If last night is kind of that jumping off point, that last drive is that jumping off point for this offense, then the rest of the league, you're on notice, man. You're on watch. You ain't winning against this football team. And I know people are trying to now find out who the best competitor is to the Chiefs. And some say it's the Ravens. Some say it's the Bengals. Some say it's the Lions. Some say it's whoever. But
at the end of the day, the only team that can beat the Chiefs, I still maintain this, is the Chiefs. And we saw a little bit of that yesterday with the fumble by Travis Kelce and the phantom penalty that was called. We got to investigate these referees. These referees with that phantom penalty call on Trent McDuffie that they tried to pawn off on Shamari Connor, right? Was that who it was? Like, phantom calls by John Hussey and his crew last night. They're trying to screw the Chiefs. I don't get the refs. They're anti-Chiefers.
Mahomes last night, 34-44, 291 yards, three touchdowns. In a Monday night game, that was a fight. It was gritty. It was gutsy. And Baker Mayfield, this is from the text line, so I'm going to give them credit from the 816. Baker Mayfield had 200 yards passing and two touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes had 126 yards and three touchdowns on third down.
On third down. That's wild.
That's why there's that separation in the room. That's why Mahomes is here, and that's why everybody else is here. And there's a reason why the Chiefs are 8-0. They have Andy Reid, they have Patrick Mahomes.
And that's where it ends. I mean, it really does. I mean, everybody's trying to find the secret sauce and recreate this magic. It's uncreatable. I mean, it's like the 11 herbs and spices from KFC. They'll never let you know what the 11 herbs and spices are, right?
But now you're going to have the comeback sauce.
You have the comeback sauce.
Which, I don't want it.
Let's talk about the comeback sauce for a second. Okay. Was it somewhere and it's making a comeback? Like, why is it called comeback sauce? And why are they peddling that as the third item in the value box?
I don't want that.
I mean, you tell me you get three items for $5. You get three tenders, you get fries, and comeback sauce? Like, slaw, man. That's the third
item.
That's
one of the items is the comeback sauce?
The comeback sauce is considered an item in that value box.
Sauce is not an item.
Right. I mean, that's where I am. What if I want barbecue? What if I want honey mustard?
I had the same facial expressions when Taco Bell was offering their, like, retro cravings box last night as Todd Bowles. I was like, I was like, really?
But anyway, that's you're never going to get the 11 herbs and spices. Like, that recipe is in a vault. It is locked up. Like, one person knows that. And that's when Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are like,
the Colonel?
I don't even know the Colonel knew, quite honestly. You're never going to be able to recreate Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And so, like, I know it's a copycat league, but these teams are spending time trying to figure out what's going on for the Chiefs. Just do something different because you don't have Andy Reid and Patrick
Mahomes.
And
the most dangerous part is they might get better when the game gets tense.
The Chiefs.
Like, that's the scariest stat about it is, like, overtime happens and you can just, like, see Baker, like, he's already seen this before where he's like, we're not getting the ball back.
Yeah.
He's just on one knee. He's watching the game. He's like, this is why I transferred out of Texas Tech, because this guy was coming.
Yeah.
And when the games get tense, it's like you've seen it before. Houston, Tennessee, San Francisco again, Philadelphia, all those games. It's like Patrick Mahomes gets better and Andy Reid focuses even more, which is scary to say out loud, when they need it the most, when it's like nut cutting time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, sorry. I mean, the fact that he did that on third down all night in conditions that weren't ideal, got injured, still played, never missed a down, and just completely just put that game away in overtime. It was insane.
Again,
man.
A masterclass. I can't use that word enough to describe what these guys are doing now to the rest of the NFL. And ask yourself this question. Are you not having a ton of fun watching this thing, man? Oh. Like, I mean, how do you not sit there and just smile for 3 hours?
I will say last night was probably the most stressed I've been for a game since week one.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because, like, they didn't go away.
No,
props
they
to
didn't.
Them.
Yeah, props to them.
But they did make a couple of mistakes, and the Chiefs didn't. We'll talk about those two decisions that might have just completely changed the entire outcome of the game. On the other side, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs bring Kelce in motion to set up a three-receiver triangle set to the far side, right side of the field. Mahomes in the pocket, steps up in pressure again, throws it late down the middle of the left side, and it's going to be intercepted or caught. No, it's caught. Caught by DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins somehow caught the football. It looked like the Bucs were going to intercept it. DeAndre Hopkins for 35 yards. Mahomes just threw it up for grabs, basically, hoping D-Hop came down with the football. What a play. Mahomes hit as he threw off his front foot. And three Bucs were there, and somehow D-Hop catches that football in traffic for 35 yards.
What's that old meme? F it, Tyreek down there somewhere?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
F it, Hopkins will get it.
Yeah. Which was more impressive? I asked you guys this last night, the throw or the catch?
catch.
Obviously, both were phenomenally impressive. That throw was a dime between like two defenders, too.
Yeah, the catch for sure.
You think so?
Really? Three guys around you. I mean, Mahomes, yes, the throw is tough.
Yeah.
Right? You got to put it in the spot.
Are you taking Mahomes for granted a little bit by saying, nah, the catch is better than the throw? Mahomes does that all the time.
No, because if I don't, I'm taking DeAndre Hopkins for granted because nobody caught that ball last year.
No, God, no.
And now you have him there. That's why he is there. But no, I thought that there was a couple of things last night in the game. Dayton Hughes kind of open-minded to, which I was confused by, the chance to take the ball in overtime.
Yeah.
That, again, in my opinion, is why the Chiefs are who they are. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and company are so far advanced, not only in their skill set, but like in the knowledge of the game. Like, you can't teach that. You can't teach that when it comes to the expertise and the smarts of the game. That's why Belichick was so great, right? Like, Belichick just knew more than you. That's who he was, right? Like, he was just a savant of football. Yep. He always knew every situation ahead of time. And, you know, we talk about golf and pool games, how everything is your next shot, right? Like, when you're on the tee box, you're not thinking about, you know, how far you're going to hit it. You're thinking about the position because where you want to be, like, it's 363.
To set up your next shot. Yeah.
It's 363 yards to the green. All right. I want to get at least 150 yards out because I want to hit that, you know, club. Pool's the same way. If I hit the cue ball here, I'm going to leave myself over here. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they play and coach that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the overtime rule, obviously, in the playoffs, you defer.
Yeah.
Right? Because you get a chance. In the regular season, which that rule will now change, where they'll keep it, you know, everybody gets a chance now.
Right. People advocating for that last night. It's not fair.
Because poor Baker Mayfield didn't get a chance to touch football.
Somebody tweeted last night, the rule will finally change when Patrick Mahomes suffers a defeat in overtime because he didn't get to touch the ball.
Fair. Would love to see it.
Yeah.
And I think
it happened and they didn't change the rule.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's happened. Exactly right. But it did in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, right. The rule actually when Josh Allen didn't get the ball.
Right, Josh Allen. So, but again, Mac, stop facts.
You're right.
Please,
you're right. My bad.
Stop letting facts get into the way of low hanging fruit on a Tuesday morning. Would you please? Okay.
So,
Chiefs suck.
Yeah.
They need to change these rules. The Chiefs will never have to lose in overtime.
Actually. Well, that doesn't count. That was pre-COVID.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I think that when you put that sort of aspect in the game, because, like, yes, the win is big, but why is it big, right? Like, we ask ourselves, what is it, you know, why is it it? And, you know, when you look at that and you think about that, yes, they're 8-0. That's impressive. But they're 8-0 because of things along the way. Like, they won that game last night because Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
That's the... They knew what to do in the right situation. Todd Bowles, you can take his side of it, right? Should have probably gone for two on the road. Why he did not, I don't know. Dannon Hughes, who joined us earlier, said the same thing. That's probably a lonely, long flight back to Tampa Bay because I guarantee you everybody in that dugout. That sideline, I almost said bullpen too, and that sideline was probably like, we got to go for two here. Like, we have nothing to lose. We cannot give Patrick Mahomes the ball with a chance.
Well, they also took an ill-advised timeout with 30-some seconds to go.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That you're like, what are you doing here? Because when they scored and tied the game with like 33 seconds to go, I'm like, well, this is plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
We've got this. I told you guys, three plays, field goal, we win this thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't because we got the touchdown, save more money at Hy-Vee today with that 30-cent discount, right? Let's go.
Boom.
But I thought that's what they were going to do, and they should have. A couple of slips here and a drop pass there. They would have been in position to win that game in regulation with a field goal, and people really would have been on Jeff Bowles for going out there and doing Jeff Bowles. Oh, that's who I went to college with. Todd, whatever the guy's name is. Who the hell cares? He sucks. And so
that guy sucks.
He does. That guy's terrible, man.
He was stoned last night.
God, he was like cheese pizza, bro. But here's his reasoning for not going for two. Mm-hmm. This is why I say I could do this job.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of going for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the game.
I don't know. Wet conditions. It was wet conditions, if you could hear under the static there. Mm. Wet conditions is why we decided to, I don't know, go for a 30-yard extra point where the kicker, the snapper, the holder, all of that's involved. Where the kicker could slip. Guys were slipping all over the field last night. People were on ice skates. Patrick Mahomes we saw slip a couple of times in that game. So let's rely on a kicker to get that extra point. Or you have an opportunity to win a game. Grow a sack, dude. grow a sack. You have an opportunity.
How do you do that?
To not, well, Miracle some people grow? Can't, I guess. You're going to have to.
Like a chia pet? You just give it water?
But I mean, like, seriously, like, you got an opportunity to beat a team.
Chia sack.
Chia sack? Yeah. No, I mean, you never heard the slogan, grow a sack?
I heard grow a pear.
Well, you could say that too. You grow. What's the difference?
He needs a sack.
How are you going to grow a pear?
Well, you can have a sack with no pear. That doesn't do anything for you. You're just a neutered dog.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, well, that's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You got nothing down there. That's you.
I mean, if I just had a bean bag and no beans, it doesn't really do anything for me. But if I got some beans, man, like, well,
grow a sack. I'm including the beans. I would imagine. I mean, imagine you're getting the balls in the sack, Dusty.
You got a little edamame down there.
So grow a sack and go for it, man. Like, go for two.
No, you have that's an opportunity. Fear. That's pure fear.
You have an opportunity to win a game.
Yeah.
You were scared to win.
Mm.
And for that alone, you should be fired. I got a head coach that's afraid to win a football game.
Mm. Well, he said we had a bunch of chances. You're right, you did. From 2 yards out to go for two.
They didn't have a bunch of chances in that game either.
A bunch of shots.
So you're putting the blame on the players?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm with the text message. How in the hell in 2024 can we not get better damn audio and sports press?
I know, right? It's unbelievable.
It's like the malt box there, which if you don't know what that is, that's where all the sources go to like record. Because it's always been that problem. I remember when Steven Sirt and I would go there, we'd get audio, and he's like, you got to put your phone on the podium or we're not going to get good audio. And I was like, okay. And I'd go up there and put my phone on there and just be worried somebody would send the wrong text.
You got to turn that stuff off.
No, yeah. I would just turn it upside down. Upside down and turn my flash off. But no, I don't know what the reason is.
You took it in airline mode. Anyway, nobody cares about that. But the airline audio is mode? Just airplane mode or whatever.
I think it's airline mode. No,
whatever it is.
Airplane. Which airline?
You're on Bob today. Yeah. You're not letting them get by.
Fact checks. Lord.
Airplane mode, airline mode. Jeez.
Pair.
Yeah.
Someone said,
the freaking talk show host of the year, not you, buddy. Whoa, so back up.
Whoa, cut my mic. I'll get out of here.
Thin ice, buddy.
I'll get out of here early. That's fine.
Thin ice.
Know your role and shut your mouth,
that's
you brody.
That's right, you brody.
What's your name?
It doesn't matter
what your name is. Anyways, somebody says, if you grow a pear and don't have a sack, that could end up very bad.
It really could, yeah. Where would they go?
No, so I think Todd Bowles, man, I think that, you know, Mac had told us a couple weeks ago that he could get fired because of his decision to leave the starters in. This is a game, and that's the situation where,
and that's
like,
the other thing. You left your starters in, they get hurt, and then you got a chance. Like,
no, exactly. Yeah, which is it? What's your philosophy here?
Which shows you, and this, we were talking about this yesterday with Dennis Allen, this is why he got fired. This is when you can lose your locker room. Is stuff like this. Like Danny Hughes alludes to it where he's like, that's a lonely, quiet flight home to Tampa Bay. Why? Not because they lost in a heartbreaking fashion, because they didn't necessarily have to lose. They could have gone for two. They could have put more pressure on. When you're playing the best, you have to take the unnecessary precautions to do it. Like, you have to make those decisions. We see this all the time, and Bob says this all the time in our text group. You can't kick field goals and beat Patrick Mahomes. You have to go for two. You have to have the cojones to go out there and say, you know what? If we lose this way, I'm fine with it. If we lose in overtime where my quarterback doesn't get to touch the ball, I've got to answer the questions. If Todd Bowles loses that game yesterday because he goes for two and doesn't get it, nobody has any question. We're not having this discussion.
I don't think anybody's upset.
We're having the discussion of proud.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Your team's excited about it. You show belief in your players when you do something like that. You know, Andy Reid is going for it on fourth downs, going for it in those type of situations. You're showing the belief in your players. And, you know, Andy and Patrick are doing stuff, back to the pool analogy, they're doing stuff today that's going to set them up for stuff they do in the postseason. And everything has a rhyme and reason to it. That's why they're better than everybody else, because everything has a plan. You go into the game, like, that should have been something you talked about in your meetings to start the week. All right, if we have an opportunity to win this thing at the end, we're going for two, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going, like, that has to be a conversation. We're on the road against the best legacy dynamic team, whatever you want to call them, in the NFL. It's the greatest thing we are currently watching in professional sports. If we have an opportunity at the end to tie or win this thing, let's go win it. Let's go win this thing, because now, and Mac texted this last night to us, are the Bucs done? And I said, well, the division is definitely over.
0-2 against the Falcons.
That division is mm-hmm. cooked. You go for two last night, and you win that game. Instead of being 4-5, you're 5-4. Your team's feeling good. And you're like, all right, we got something. We just beat the Chiefs in their crib without our two best wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big moment for you. This is why I could coach in this league. Todd Bowles, like, man, you let your team down.
And I think the other thing that was interesting that Dane had said, if you missed it, you can go check it out on the podcast page on the Odyssey app under Fesco and Dusty, is the preparation, right? Like, you saw, like, Eberflus 2 weeks ago with the Hail Mary. Why is someone's QB spying Jaden Daniels? He can only run to the line of scrimmage before he can throw it. He's not going to take off.
Right.
They're literally showing you all verts. Like, they're going to the end zone. And then you lose. Like, you have a guy spying a quarterback on a Hail Mary play. And I don't want to hear, like, he could run around. They could do, like, the laterals and stuff.
That, that, how many times does that work?
Yeah. It doesn't. You send everybody back, right. And you didn't. And that's a coaching decision. And what he said about that is that they run that play and practice every Saturday before they play the game. Dayton Hughes said something about Baltimore last year. They were a running team, and they won the AFC Championship game. They just decided not to run the ball.
Not to run.
And then in this game last night, you have to think to yourself, because that's what good coaches do, you'd think, would be like, all right, game goes to overtime. What do we do? Okay. You score with 1 minute left, and you have an opportunity to go for two to take the lead. What do? You have to think about that. And then they even called a timeout, doubled down, didn't do it, and still didn't go for two, tied the game, gave Patrick Mahomes a little bit of a chance, didn't work out too well. They go to overtime. Patrick Mahomes never lets Baker Mayfield touch the ball again, and the game's over, and you lose it because of coaching decisions.
That's right.
You didn't lose that game because Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he threw for 200 yards and whatever, but like, you lost that game because you didn't have the stones to do exactly what you said. It's like, you could come into this show, and you've never done this, you could come into this show and be like, you know what? I have this take tomorrow about the Chiefs. I'm going to go with this take. And then you get here and you're like, how you guys doing? And you're like, well, where's that take you said you were going to talk about? You don't do that.
Right.
Todd Bowles, like, I tell you what, man, if we're down by one and we get a touchdown and we go for two and take the lead, we're going for it. And then he got to that moment. And he said, you know what?
You know what? We're gonna kick the extra point here.
Yeah.
Your job as a coach, the number one job is to put your players in position to be successful. That's the job of any manager, any boss, anything.
Right.
Put your employees, put your people in position to be successful. If you're a boss and you can walk out of the office every day and say, yeah, I put my guys in position to be successful today, great. Todd Bowles didn't do that last night. And if you would have lost the game, you're not getting crushed. You're getting crushed today because you didn't give your team an opportunity to go out there and win. And on a night like last night, who knows what could happen? Maybe you get the two-point conversion and you win that game. And everybody's talking about Tampa unseated, you know, the Chiefs. And your guys now have this bounce in their step that they just don't have right now.
It's that time of the day. We get to On the Come. It's the hottest hotio spot in the world right here.
On the Come.
Always twice.
On the Come.
Mac, who's on the come for you, sir?
On the come for me is going to be the Los Angeles Rams. Two clutch close wins in a row. Obviously, this last week before, Thursday Night Football against Minnesota. And they're a legit NFC contender to me. I mean, you talk about, you know, Bucks losing their two wide receivers changes the aspect of their team. Getting their two wide receivers back completely flipped this whole team around. And even without Puka getting ejected in the middle of last week's game, they have the only NFC coach besides McCarthy to actually win a ring. They have the only other QB other than Mahomes, or I guess Flacco, to have won a ring in the whole NFL. If the receivers stay healthy and they maybe make a move today on the defensive side, I really like this team's chances. Rams on the come.
Dusty, who you got today?
So I have mine on my phone because I forgot to put it in the rundown, but mine on the come right here. And I mean this by all respects. I keep talking about this guy, the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are in a league that's not the strongest. I get that. The Arizona Cardinals drafted a rookie wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. And a lot of people's fear was like, how's he going to be with Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray, I think in our mindset, has not really had enough chances to prove that he can be that guy. He's had scrutiny because he likes video games. He's been hurt. He's been linked to being an MVP because he was a Heisman Trophy winner and he could be a good quarterback in the past. There were people that said, oh, if he puts it together, could be an MVP. Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals are 1,000% worthy of being on the come. They are getting it done. They absolutely embarrassed Chicago. That game was never a game. They beat the Chargers. They've won three straight. They're leading that division in the NFC West, which is, again, not a tough division because the Rams have been injured, but that's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, it is.
They're starting to figure things out. Christian McCaffrey is back this week, and I'm ready to see them, who have been on the come, kind of give them their spot and see if they can hold up against the Niners, against the Rams, against the Seahawks. That is a legit division that we don't give enough credit to because
Everybody in that division has a fighting chance, and right now Arizona is taking full advantage of that, and you love to see it from a guy who's been scrutinized like Kyler Murray. Yeah, he's not the MVP this year, may never win one, but he's giving doubters answers that they've been seeking for, and now what's the narrative of Kyler Murray? Sit back and wait until he screws it up, or sit back and wait until he actually wins a division?
They host the Jets this weekend. Going to be fun.
Oh,
going to be a fun
game. Go embarrass Aaron Rodgers
In their season officially.
I would love to see that happen. And speaking of ending seasons, my on the come right now is Cincinnati. And shockingly this morning, huge trade by the Bengals, right? They traded Jamar Chase to the Chiefs. Yeah, exactly. Is that what you were saying
that's
earlier?
That's exactly right.
Is that what happened? Who they get? They picked up
Khalil
some
Herbert.
Herbert, Justin's brother, running back.
That's exactly right.
They're ready to rock and roll right now at the running back position.
Game changer. Did he?
Did he really? I don't know.
I think he
sounds right.
Khalil Herbert?
I think he went to KU.
Never heard of him, but good for them.
How'd they do against Howard last night?
I don't know.
sorry.
I don't know. I'm in on it. Is KU on the come?
Yeah, I have no idea. Sure.
Which, good. By the way, shout out to everybody at Allen Fieldhouse this morning, camping out already for the North Carolina game this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, quick turnaround. Place is packed. I mean, there's a video going around the internet.
Like, I thought they were all in line of
those. Awesome. Sitting at Allen, camping out for the North Carolina game. But mine is the Bengals. It's about this time of year that they kind of start circling around. They start to win. We need to be the biggest Raven fans on Thursday night. Okay? We've got the number one seed locked up. We need the Ravens to eliminate the Bengals this Thursday night. If the Ravens go in there and beat the Bengals, pretty much all she wrote for Cincinnati, or are we still going to be hanging on for dear life with the Cincinnati Bengals? Because if they lose on Thursday, I think they are done. But I do think they're kind of quietly on the come a little bit. And if they get this win over the Ravens on Thursday night, everybody's going to be talking about the Bengals being back, baby. People want the Bengals back because some three years ago now, they beat Kansas City.
What shirt's Drew wearing? Can you see him through the glass?
Oh, no.
Is he wearing a Bengals shirt?
I can't see, no.
Okay. Well, that's on the come here on 96.5 The Fan on a show that we call Fesco and Dusty. We come back on the other side. And we give you some stuff that maybe we might see in the future because, well, damn it, the Chiefs. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, we're in the room of greatness according to the pitch. We'll be right back on the other side.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It is a big day today. Trade deadline is over at 3:00.
Rapidly approaching. I got anxiety over this trade deadline because I don't. People keep asking, are the Chiefs going to do anything? And I'm like, I know they want to do something. It just matters if the rest of the league is like, all right, enough.
Not according to some sources, because the salary cap is an issue and teams don't want to pay for the player to play for somebody else.
Right.
And God forbid if we have a topic about loaning players again. But a couple guys are on the move. Khalil Herbert leaves Chicago, goes to Cincinnati. They get some running back depth there, which that sucks for fantasy owners with Brown because he had a big game this week, and I thought he was going to be their guy moving forward. And then the news out of Dallas, Dak Prescott has been placed on IR,
right?
So he will miss 4 games. And then a defensive end in Detroit, according to Adam Schefter, that's his tweet, a new defensive end in Detroit. The Lions are acquiring former Pro Bowl DN Za'Darius Smith in a trade with the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And I have to play this real quick because we have a new candidate for one of my favorite audio bits that we have, which is the Thanks Coach. Because obviously there's a guy on Twitter that just can't do it.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So again, the tweet was a new defensive end in Detroit. The Lions are acquiring former Pro Bowl DN Za'Darius Smith in a trade with the Cleveland Browns per sources.
And Ed Werder quote tweets it and says, to create a pass rush in the absence of Aiden Hutchinson.
Why?
Why? Do we need that? Like, that just, people talk about clogging timelines, you know, and I'm not a big, you're clogging my timeline. If you don't like it, unfollow. It's pretty simple. That is a timeline clogger right there. Adam Schefter, if I'm not mistaken, has,
I can tell you right now,
how many millions of followers? 11.3 million followers on X, formerly Twitter. He doesn't need your retweet.
Thanks, Ed.
I mean, Ed, come on now.
Well, I mean, that's just that demographic not understanding how Twitter works. They never have.
I guess, like, there's no reason for Edwarder to quote tweet that and say, this is because of the eight. No kidding, Ed. Like,
thanks, Sherlock.
I had no idea that that was for the Aiden Hutchinson loss. We just didn't know that the reason they went out there.
I also don't know what this means. But is Tyreek Hill going to Dallas?
Why? What happened there?
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said they will be adding a wide receiver today before the trade deadline, a player they've admired since his college days.
Well, nobody knew Tyreek Hill in college.
He went to Oklahoma State.
His last college was West Alabama. He was a fifth-round draft pick. Now, if Jerry Jones sits there and tells you that he admired Tyreek Hill in college, he's a liar. Nobody admired Tyreek Hill in college. Who could it be, though?
I don't know, because I'm trying to think of, like, maybe it's like Jalen Waddle. Everybody knew he went to Alabama. Nobody's trading.
They wouldn't trade him.
Is there an Arkansas wide receiver that we don't know about?
I was just thinking
about
that.
Is it your boy Treylon Burks in Tennessee?
Yeah, the Treylon Burks has done jack all, yeah.
Is it Marvin Harrison Jr.? Maybe he's making a trade with the Cardinals?
Man, I don't know.
Who the hell did Jerry admire in college?
The wet paper sack.
Jerry's probably thinking like he admired Jerry Rice in college. Like that's where he thinks exactly. He is right now.
You think Jerry even knows what he's saying?
No.
I think everybody else is like, what the hell?
This guy Terrell Owens, he's real good.
He's got 8.5 inches too. I've seen it.
So wait, what did the tweet say? They're going to make a trade. Like that's mm-hmm. how he left it. Mm-hmm. See, this is why he's just such a great P.T. Barnum. He is the modern day P.T. Barnum. Every minute a sucker is born, or whatever they say, right? A sucker is born every minute, or whatever. Jerry Jones is out here just leaving these, and it's going to be somebody we probably have never heard of before, right? Oh, I liked him. He was the backup at Arkansas back in 65. Great. Thanks.
Tyreek Hill tweeted an hour ago. Happy D-hop blank looking good. Why? Like, is there anybody more in tune with the Chiefs than Tyreek Hill?
DeAndre Hopkins just tweeted about the dance.
Oh, yeah?
It was a shout-out to Tennessee.
I thought so.
If you know me, you know it's nothing but love for Nashville.
That's what I thought.
His crew are like family. Without them, I wouldn't be here.
One more time. Yeah. I was kind of interrupting you there.
No, that's right. So anyway, we talked about the touchdown celebration. If you didn't get it last night, DeAndre Hopkins scores a touchdown. They do the dance from the movie Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it earlier in the show. We go, do you think that was a dig at Tennessee or do you think that was a celebration?
I think Danan thought it was a dig.
Danan thought it was a dig. But you and I were both like, no, I thought it was kind of a... But hey, Danan played the game, defer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because... That's what you do. And then DeAndre Hopkins just quote tweeted the dance and said it was a shout to Tennessee. If you know me, you know it's nothing but love for Nashville. Ran and his crew are like family. Without them, I wouldn't be here. And that's kind of where you and I were, Duster. Like, I think that's more of a thank you, Nashville, for letting me move on. Because it was remember the Titans. He was remembering the Titans for allowing him, like... What the Tennessee Titans did for DeAndre Hopkins is going to go a long way when it comes to being attractive to other players now, because they're going to look around and they're going to go, you did right for DeAndre Hopkins. You did right by that guy. You did right by that player. You weren't selfish and tried to keep him here mm-hmm. for no apparent reason. You said, you know what? Our team isn't really good right now. This guy is. He wants to go play for a winner, and you facilitated that. I wouldn't be surprised if this is how these things work. His agent gets wind. The Chiefs are interested. He goes into the office and says, look, I want to be a Chief. Do whatever you can to get me to Kansas City. I'm not interested in going anywhere else, but if you can get me to Kansas City, I'm good to go. And Rand Carthon, who he's talking about, the GM, mm-hmm. facilitated that trade. Like, that's doing right by the player. That's a great move by the Nashville organization. Like, that's what you need to do mm-hmm. in order to grow your organization and make it attractive, because people want to go play for a good organization, and if they know you're going to do the players right, they're more apt to go there.
Jerry Jones just got a receiver.
Who?
This is funny, dude. Like, I'm dead serious. Panthers are trading wide receiver Jonathan Mingo to the Cowboys. Like, all right.
Ole Miss.
Yeah. We liked him in the draft. I saw him in the shower. He was impressive.
Who?
Jonathan Mingo.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Vargas?
Yeah.
We got Vargas?
That's right.
Were you here then when that happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge announcement.
Yeah. Jason Vargas is coming to the Kansas City Royals. Oh. Nah, the first huge announcement I got was Tyrann Mathieu. It was on, it was Bink at Night. I was producing for Binkley.
Yeah.
And it actually, I think, was like a promo for like a week straight. And I was like, Binkley. He's like, what, Dustman? I was like, the Chiefs just made a trade. He goes, who is it? I said, Tyrann Mathieu. Holy cow, they got the honey badger. You know the honey badger, he didn't give a blank.
Why are you doing like a Jerry Jones, Jay Binkley
it
morph?
It is infusing, yeah, they're fusing together.
Because he just did Jerry Jones. Yeah. Who's can having you, sex with Jerry Jones?
I don't know.
Can you do Binkley by himself, please?
Yes. Let me tell you something here, Matt. Yeah, last night, Monday Night Football, the Bucs could have gone for two. They didn't. Todd Bowles doesn't have a sack, and he's growing like Fesco said. I got one. I sit on it a lot because it's big. Let me tell you something, Mac. You're from Tennessee. That was Remember the Titans. You don't remember the Titans where Gary Bertier, strong side, weak side. That's Remember the Titans. Coach Boone gave that speech to Gettysburg. You know who gave Gettysburg address? Lincoln. He's also a history buff, dude. Like, Binkley knows history, dude. Like, you think Binkley knows football? Binkley knows, like, the front and back edge of a history book. He also sent me a text today about the tight end. Travis Kelce, about how he's been on the come, I guess you could say, since the Rashee Rice injury, which I'll give you a stat on the other side as well. But he did say Kelce now has the second most catches by a tight end in the NFL, and he's only five behind Brock Bowers, and Brock Bowers played 9 games, Kelce 8. So not bad for a washed football player, Mac. He's washed in the nectars of the end zone. I'm never going to win that award from the Patriots.
Doesn't matter. You're killing me. I'm just like, because he already sent his topics for tomorrow's college football segment.
Yeah, because
he's ready to go.
And the text line also says Bink was a huge Mingo guy. Bink was a big Mingo fan when he was coming out of college from ZC.
Yeah, but this is how you don't tease your fan base by going, we're getting a wide receiver I've liked since college, and then say Jonathan Mingo. Nobody knows who that is.
Every time you guys make Matt giggle, it makes my morning. Keep up the good work, fellas. Yeah. Thank you. And then the next text after that, not a good Bink.
Oh, come on.
What? That's what the text line says from the 785.
God.
Not a good Bink.
Trash.
Call in 785 and let's hear yours on the other side of 96.9 The Fan. Your home for Jay Binkley.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
FM Sports Station, 96.5, The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.